an inquisitor.
Nope.
Three entries.
The story of the camel and the ox and the ram, who found a bunch of grass on the road, and each said, "I will eat it." While the camel, ox, and ram were going along, they found a bunch of grass in front of the road. The ram said, "If we divide this, certainly none of us will get his fill of it. But whichever of us has lived the longest has the best right to this fodder. Let him eat. For to give the foremost place to the seniors has come from Mustafa, among the practices observed by him."
What's up? Something is there. Everybody wants to have it all. He starts to say, "Okay, let's give it to the oldest one." Then what? Then suddenly he brings something from the text and the religion that, yes, Mustafa has told this, that respect the elderly and all of that, right? The excuse. Yes?
Although, at this time, when vile men hold sway, the vulgar put forward the elders on two occasions, either in food that is burning hot, or on a bridge that is by cracks in a state of ruin. The vulgar do not pay homage to a venerable sheikh and leader without some mischief idea associated.
Yes. And for proving the, I don't know, how could we call it, logic? The reasoning to improve it. They say, "Oh, look at the people. Normally, they don't really help the elderly one. They cheat, and they are bad people. We are not going to be like that."
Yeah.
"This is their good. What must their evil be? Distinguish their foulness from their fairness."
Okay, now parable to explain, because he realized that he opened his story, but you didn't get it. What's going on? Yeah.
Parable. A king was going to the congregational mosque, and the marshals and mace bearers were beating the people off. The wielder of the stick would break the head of one and tear to bits the shirt of another. A poor wretch amidst the throng received 10 blows with the stick without any offense. "Begone," they cried, "get out of the way." Dripping blood, he turned his face to the king and said, "Behold the manifest iniquity. Why ask of that which is hidden? This is your good. You are going to the mosque. What must your evil and burden be, O misguided one?" The peer never hears a salam from a base fellow without being exceedingly tormented by him in the end. If a wolf catch a saint, it is better than that the saint should be caught by the wicked carnal soul.
What is this? Suddenly he brought another example to say that when it comes to the peer, how do you treat the peer? Are you treating the peer conditionally if he outrages you and compliments you and so on, or you just understand? Yes?
Because though the wolf does great violence, yet it has not the same knowledge, and craft and cunning. Else how should it fall into the trap? Cunning is complete in man. The ram said to the ox and the camel, "Old comrades, since such a chance has come to us, let us declare the date of his life. The oldest has the best right. Let the others suffer in silence."
Okay, he had all the logics. He went to the religion and the examples and the parables and all that. And at the end, as he has proved his point, he said, "Okay, now that we agree with this, let's see who is older and who is the fellow with the right to eat the stuff." Yes?
"In those times," said the ram, "my pasturage was with the ram that was sacrificed for Ishmael." The ox said, "I am the advanced in years, coupled with the ox that Adam yoked."
Yeah, okay. The beginning. The gooch. He said, "I am as old as the one who was with the Ishmael," which is in the story, it's not the history. Yes?
"I am the yoke fellow of the ox with which Adam, the forefather of mankind, used to plow the earth in sowing." When the camel heard the ox and the ram, he was amazed. He lowered his head and picked up that. Promptly, without any palaver, the Bactrian camel raised a bunch of fresh barley in the air, saying, "I, in truth, need no chronology, since I have such a body and a high neck. Indeed, everyone knows, O father's darling, that I am not smaller than you."
Okay, those two, they went to the history. The first one went to Ishmael, and the second one went back to the Adam. And the first one that God created. Then what? The camel just picked it up and said, "This is it. I don't have that stories that you have, but I have this. I'm tall and I have it in the earth and you cannot have it." Period. The logic. Yes?
"Whoever is one of those possessed of intelligence knows this, that my nature is superior to yours. All know that this lofty heaven is 100 times as great as this low earth. How can the wide expanse of the celestial domains be compared with the character of the terrestrial regions?"
Yeah. This is the conclusion. The conclusion is, well, everybody knows that here there is too much from everything. So you could say this, say that. These sayings, there is some special words that we use for that. Is qal wa qil. Is qal and qil. He said and he said. When they argue, somebody will say something, the other one will say something. And these logical playing name is qal and qil. The camel picked it up without qal and qil, without conferring, bringing the stories and this and that, because as a matter of fact, it is obvious. In the case that it is obvious, these talking and bringing the stories and comparison and all of that is nonsense. Yes?
"How the Muslim how the Muslim, in reply, told his companions, the Jew and the Christian, what he had seen and how they were disappointed.
Ah. Do you remember the story we started? Was not these three animals, were three human beings. And they wanted to do the same cheating. Something is here, let's eat it tonight, or put it for tomorrow, or give it to... Remember all that nonsense. Here we say, okay, now that we explained these problems, let's go back to the story and receive the answer of that Muslim. Yeah.
Then the Muslim said, oh my friends, Mustafa came to me, my sovereign, and said to me, that one has sped to Sinai with him to whom God spoke and has played the game of love. And the other has been carried by Jesus, the Lord of Happy Star, to the zenith of the fourth heaven. Arise, O you who have been left behind and have suffered injury. At least eat up the sweetmeat and comfit.
You remember the story? Those two, they started to make some story like these animals to talk about their prophet, Moses and Jesus. When he turned to him, he said, guess what? I don't have that big stories that you have so untold to just at least have this sweet stuff tonight. Yep.
Those two talented and accomplished men have pushed forward and have read the Book of Fortune and Honor. Those two eminent men have attained to their eminence and because of their talents have mingled with the angels. Listen, O foolish simpleton who have been left behind. Jump up and seat yourself beside the bowl of halwa. Thereupon they said to him, then, you greedy fellow, have you made a meal of the halwa and kabis? Oh, an astonishing thing. He replied, when that sovereign who was obeyed gave the order, who was I that I should resist it? Will you, Jew, rebel against the command of Moses if he summons you in a fair cause or a foul?
Each of you gave me a story and it was nice and you enjoyed it and you have your sweet. What do you say? Yeah.
Can you, Christian, ever spurn the command of Christ for good or evil? How should I rebel against the glory of the prophets? I have eaten the halwa and now I am happy.
Huh? You see? Do you remember the last story? What was the conclusion? When something could be done now, let go of the making stories and historical stuff and blah, 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 blah. In the midnight, the Muslim has woke up and has eaten the sweet. This was the order of my prophet and I couldn't not